This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, C-File, CG Atlantic General, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, the Pan American Health Organization, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and Bill Max Pharmacy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I'm in studio today, which is... feels odd. You could... Has it been a week, I think, since I've been here? It feels like, you know, used to my bedroom. But you know what? We need to come back to work. Now, every guy, that's fine, right? But you lose the connection to the people you work with and the sense of atmosphere, which is work. I think that's why, particularly in the United States, hell, maybe here too, you've seen people go, well, I'm going to go look for a different company. I'll take a better offer. Because the actual work environment doesn't play so much of a factor anymore. Because you don't consider that, and when you're moving, you know, you don't consider, well, I'm going to really be out of this work environment that I appreciate, that I treasure, and I don't know what that work environment's like. In this environment, you're like, I'm at home anyway, so I can do a job for you from home too. And if you're going to pay me more money, why not? And that's the only determining factor that you look at is flexibility and money. Will you let me work from home? Yes. Will you pay me more money? Yes. Okay, I'm out. I'm gone. And we've lost something. We've lost a sense of working together through this pandemic. And, you know, COVID's still out here, and people are still afraid. You see, Minnis got COVID? He's fine, right? He says he got two doctors. I don't know why he needs two doctors. My whole family had COVID, and we didn't need a doctor, but because it's a different type of COVID. I was talking to the lady who, when I did my colonoscopy, the nurse, and she was like, oh, how's it... How you been holding up with all that's going on with COVID? I said, well, I just had COVID a few weeks ago. My whole family had COVID, and we were fine. And she's like, boy, I had COVID last year, and that nearly killed me. I was like, for real? This is a young woman, too. I was like, for real? She's like, yeah. She's like, she was like probably a day from having to go to the hospital. So this new COVID hitting different. All right. We're going to be talking with... Bud Light, after, someone say, and Minnis had the Waxian, yeah, the Maxian, yeah, Minnis had the Maxian, he'll be fine, so, he'll be fine. So, what we're going to talk about today, we're going to try to get to BPL, but I'm going to talk about this thing with the Commissioner of Police, Paul Rohl. And not for nothing, I've never, ever heard a commissioner of police, sitting or retired, say something like this. But I've never seen something which he's pissed off about take place under any administration. Now, I'm young yet, so I haven't been around for every commissioner, particularly not in news. But I've never heard anything like this before. All right, which speaks to just rank political interference. You know, just because you have the power to do something doesn't mean you should do something. And that's the difference between those who should be given power and those who should not. The discernment to know not when to exercise your power. And work in a more strategic manner. All right. So Paul Rowles is saying today, he's speaking at a press conference right now, and he is saying that his hand was forced by the former administration to put senior members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force on leave, all right, for extended periods of time. Now, what I want to do is explain to you what happened, go back in time, and then we can look at what's happening now, just so you're informed about it, all right? So, during the last administration, we had 8 senior police officers. Eight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 senior police officers, okay? In January of 2020, sent on leave for up to 12 months. Some of them up to 12 months, all right? No, I'm sorry. Fernando was sent on leave in January, up to 12 months. And the year before, in 2019, Emmerich Seymour, who was the deputy commissioner was sent on leave now. Stephen Dean, who was a senior assistant commissioner. Clarence Reckley, who was also assistant commissioner. Ashton Greenslade and Fernando, but they redid Fernando in January. Fernander was ACP. Ashton Greenslade, ACP. Ken Strawn, ACP. Lehman Delavo, ACP. Theophilus Cunningham, ACP. So 8 senior police force officers were sent on leave, and then they tried to extend Fernander's and essentially demote him. Stephen Dean said that I'm out, I'm not coming back, and he's been out ever since. And at the time, we were told there's nothing sinister going on. Okay, fair enough. All right. Nothing sinister is going on. All right. And here's the reasoning they gave for sending all of those people on leave. All right. Hold on, I have the tab here. You know when you open up too many tabs and you lose where you are? One second. They said that they were changing how the government operates in terms of its finances, and they didn't want people to have a bunch of vacation leave piled up, so they have to pay it out when they go, because with police, you rack up a lot of vacation time because they don't really pay you overtime like that. You just get time back. And if you're close to retirement, you retire, you got 2-3 years vacation. Some guys like 3-4 years vacation. Then they got to pay you that, all right? As well as your gratuity and then you get your pension, all right? So they sued the government, okay? Wayne Monroe was the attorney for almost all of them, if I recall, all right? So did Wayne Monroe sue? I think he sued. Let me see. That's why I need to find my thing. Anyway, they were sent on leave, okay? 8 senior police officers sent on leave. Now, they were talking about saving money by letting them take their vacation time now, and that was the big justification. So beyond the commissioner didn't agree with it, as we're learning now, because the order came from the letter came from the office of the prime minister. All right? And Marvin Davis, Minister of National Security. And they're saying there's nothing wrong. We're just in a money-saving now, a money-saving mode now. And we're just sending them on leave. So here's the thing. When you're in governance, right, I can't find the tab. Don't worry about it. Let's talk about what's happening now. And I'll explain to you why it's important. Here's the thing, right? When you're talking about fiscal prudence in government and saving money and making sure everyone's accountable, that's fine. But you don't apply that to the Royal Bahamas police force in terms of we want to have cuts when we have the crime situation we do in the country. Okay? So you don't tell the police force, hey, man, there's no extra work. There's no more money for increases. There's no more. You don't do that with the police force when we have the situation we do in the country. You don't start cutting back and go, well, let's look at the senior commander of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. All right? Because a lot of these guys are going to retire in a year or two anyway. It's frankly unconscionable to send 8 members of the senior command of the Royal Bahamas Police Force on vacation when we have the crime situation we do in this country. All right? COVID was kicking up. In 2020, all right? And you could say, well, the place was on lockdown, so there wasn't that much crime. True, but you sent these guys on leave in 2019 when there was a hell of a lot of crime, all right? And Paul Roll is now talking about it. And this is the problem, and I don't know whose idea it was. I hear things. But that Minnis exercised his power to do this, this is, again, you're going to learn. If I got my way, right? There are principles that deal with honor and values and integrity and that go beyond your own personal feelings and whatever personal it is that you're trying to protect. When we're talking about the Bahamas, you want to deal with your personal stuff? Go work, go get a job in private life. Eh? Go work at a bank. Okay? If you're going to represent the nation, if you're going to say what I do has to be in the best interest of the nation, and all of y'all who take oaths, all right? Some of y'all are going to have to go back to Jesus soon because a lot of what went down ain't right. But anyway, you take an oath to represent the interest of the people of the Bahamas. So how is it in the interest of the people of the Bahamas? Well, you take an oath to represent the queen, her heirs, and successors, but we fake like that means the people of the Bahamas. The Constitution says the cabinet's there for the good governance of the Bahamas. All right? How is it in the best interest of the Bahamas to send that many people from the senior command of the Royal Bahamas Police Force on leave when we have the crime situation we do in this country? How is that a benefit to the people of the Bahamas? Or was that just about somebody's ego or somebody's vendetta? What was it about? Because if you're telling me it's about saving money so you don't have to pay them after vacation, then I don't know what you're talking about. How much money could you possibly be saving by sending him on vacation now? Here's what someone taught me. All right? And it took me a while to learn this. And I still feel a type of way about it because I look at dollar signs and I am... It's still money, right? But here's what somebody taught me. When you're looking at an organization, an entity, that overall has the best interests of the country riding on it, you can't just look at the dollar amount that you're giving away or that you're paying out. So, for instance, and, you know, I love you guys at Bahamas Air, but let's just be real. Bahamas Air's bleeding money, right? Okay? And it's been negligence up to this point, I'll tell you that. But let's look at Bahamas Air. So Bahamas Air bleeds at least $20 million a year, right? It's been $100 million since the COVID-19 pandemic, including this fiscal year, all right? Who can look at a spreadsheet and see Bahamas Air need $100 million over the course of a few years to survive and go, well, that makes sense. Let's keep it pushing. We look at the big hotels, and this is for all y'all on social media, because I don't get into it with y'all there, because a lot of y'all are dumb. But the hotel come, oh, another hotel. That's what everybody says on, like, what's your big idea? Why the government don't do something? Nah, but play out the government into hotels. What is your idea? Where's your critical mass of entrepreneurship that hires thousands of people? Is it the aragonite? You going to go get the aragonite? Y'all can't swim. Y'all got boats? Y'all got barges? Or the government's supposed to do that? Anyway, they look at the hotel and they go, why y'all giving the hotel all these concessions? Right? Why you letting the hotel come in tax-free? Remember y'all about the boats the other day? But we don't build boats here, so they should pay tax. I ain't gonna go back over that. Why y'all doing all that? Actually, no, that is a good example, actually. Why y'all getting the boats duty-free? It's because if you can act, it's because the business is flatline, and if you can sell more boats, you're gonna collect more in VAT because you're not collecting that much now. All right? If you buy the boat in Florida and register in the Bahamas, you still are supposed to pay that. I don't know that anyone checks that. But we give the hotels concessions because you're going, well, look, the hotel's going to employ 6,000 people. All right? It'd be great if all 6,000 people could be independently wealthy through, you know, a sovereign wealth fund. That'd be fantastic. And when you figure out how to do that in real terms, then let me know. All right? But I'm giving the hotel the tax breaks to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, possibly, because they're going to generate billions of dollars in revenue. What would have happened had Ingram listened to y'all and didn't mess with Sol Kerzner? Because he was South African and you talked about apartheid ties and da-da, and you're giving away everything. And the foreigners coming and building. What would have happened had Ingram, again, had Ingram not agreed to let the Chinese build Bahamar? Mind you, an Asian family conglomerate still owns Bahamar, but what would have happened? It wouldn't have been there, right? And y'all would have been with the broke down Radisson, working one day a week. Y'all would have been there with Malia until it closed during the pandemic, working a couple days a week, right? The Chinese built Bahamar. The Chinese left. And now Bahamians, thousands of them, are employed at Bahamar. And you know what? Everyone sits comfortably, and I'll never stop talking about this. Everyone sits comfortably and go, oh, more hotel job, more hotel job. Man, you better get up my face. Have Bahamar do a mass hiring exercise now and watch the line around the block. More hotel job, more hotel job. Centerville had a job fair just for people in Centerville. Over 1,000 people from all over the island showed up. It's myopic. Anyway, Bahamas Air's bleeding money to the tune of $100 million over just the past few years. Can you justify it? And here's what somebody taught me. You can justify pumping $20 million of taxpayer money into Bahamas Air every year, even though it's on paper a loss-making enterprise, if Bahamas Air generates economic activity superseding by 2, 3, 4, 5 times the money you're pumping into it. So what do I mean? And you got to justify it. This is what statistics is for. Hopefully the National Statistical Institute will be doing this. You got to justify it. So I'm going to look at my thing and I'm going to go, okay, Bahamas Air is, we're losing $20 million a year. No problem. But Bahamas Air is going to bring in 200,000 visitors. We're going to track those visitors. Okay. They're filling out forms. We know where they're staying. They're paying for hotel rooms. They're paying taxes. They're paying departure tax. All right. They're going to be dining. Let's look at what they spend in the local economy. All right. Let's look at how many jobs this much activity that Bahamas Air brings in generates. All right. And you can justify pumping money into Bahamas Air. You need to audit Bahamas Air. You need to do a statistical analysis of the business it brings in. But if something's worthwhile in terms of the benefit of the nation, then you don't go through with a fine-tooth comb every dollar you're putting through it. So to tell me that the Royal Bahamas Police Force and senior officers racking up vacation and saving that money is more important than making sure that there is a solid leadership structure in the Royal Bahamas Police Force to fight crime, which has been our top two problem for the past 20 years, then you're out of your mind. We're not having a reasonable conversation. If you could tell me, look, man, we got 3,000 police and 2 murders, I'd be like, all right, 4 armed robberies. Well, yeah, too many police. The police force too robust. You told me you need 800 more police officers just the other day. So it is not a responsible thing to do. Beyond being mean-spirited, petty, whatever you want to call it, and your personal feelings about it, it is an indictment on leadership to talk about saving pennies in the overall scheme of things by sending 8 senior officers on leave. Some things you just don't do. Some things are too important for you to screw around with. That's like this NIB thing. Listen, it come in, okay? I don't want it to come. I don't want to pay nothing. I with you. I want to sit home and get the $100,000 check. I'm with you. No doubt. I don't want to pay VAT. I don't want to pay property tax. I want the government to strike oil and pay everybody that way and cut me a check too. I'm with you. All right? But it ain't like that. I don't want to pay NIB. I'm with you, Kimsley. Ain't nobody want to pay no more NIB. Where you and I part ways is that you don't seem to be able to grasp the reality that the people who are in the public service are going to be put at a grave disadvantage if it is the government of the Bahamas that has to meet NIB's commitments, as opposed to the scheme as it is structured now in contribution rates. Your people, all right? Y'all don't want to pay NIB. I don't want to pay nothing, all right? And I surely wasn't ready for no NIB now. And, you know, you get the adage, well, when is a good time? Never is a good time. My time, January 1, all right, 2023. I don't want to pay NIB now. All right. If you don't have, let me help you. I don't know if you understand, because people go NIB and they go, oh, old age pension, and people fake in disability. If when your family member dies, NIB gives you money to bury them, and burying people ain't cheap in this Bahamas. Trust me, I buried my father and mother. When someone gets pregnant, right? And a lot of teenage girls get pregnant. We could have that discussion another day. NIB gives them money to get the baby clothes, medicine if it needs, diapers. You never see little teenage girls hopping off the bus with newborn babies. Some of y'all dudes need to be put in jail. Not that anything, not because these girls are young, but because how you get a little young girl pregnant and then leave her on her own to be toting her newborn baby around. Anyway, NIB is the main source for, I want to say, 80% of senior citizens, if I remember correctly, 80% of senior citizens get their prescription drugs for free through NIB. All right? If NIB has to cut back benefits and you have to start paying for that stuff, you're going to be in for a world of hurt. All right? You get injured, paralyzed, God forbid, NIB will put you on disability for the rest of your life. NIB takes care of your unemployment issues. NIB will pay you when you need to take maternity leave from your job. You know how many people would be just devastated if that shifted in a dramatic way or went away? So NIB ain't nothing to play with. When something is critical, you got to go do it. And that's why I say to Brave Davis, just go tell these people NIB got to go up. And they can be mad, but it's the first year, right? Hopefully, you could salvage some stuff in the next four. And they'll look past that. They ain't gonna feel it. You don't send the majority of the senior commander of Obama's police force home talking about you trying to save money that has to be paid out when they're retired. It's stupid. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
You do coffee?
Your way.
Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations? Your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
That's right, boys and girls. Get ready to play basketball at the 34th Annual Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, July 4th through July 29th at the Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. daily. So parents, get your boys and girls.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're listening to News Headlines on the Hour over the Guardian Radio Network. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jared Higgs. Thanks so much for joining us. Here's what our news team is working on. Police in New Providence are investigating yet another murder. The incident took place on Wednesday night in Pinedale. Police press liaison officer, Superintendent Audley Peters, says responding officers were directed to the rear of an apartment building where they discovered a man suffering from gunshot wounds. EMS personnel were called to the scene, where he was pronounced lifeless. Initial investigations revealed that the man was sitting in a vehicle at the front of the apartment when he was approached by two gunmen who shot him. The victim managed to get out the vehicle and run to the back of the apartment, but the assailants followed him and continued shooting him until he collapsed. Meanwhile, police in Grand Bahama are investigating a homicide that took place on that island on Wednesday. According to reports, a group of men were standing in front of a business establishment when two of the men got involved in a verbal altercation that turned physical. As a result, one of the men was stabbed multiple times in the chest area. The victim ran to the entrance door of the establishment where he collapsed. He was transported to the Rand Memorial Hospital via private vehicle, where he was seen and examined by a doctor and later died. A second man was also stabbed with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect in that matter is still being sought. And Minister of Health and Wellness Dr. Michael Darville says government plans to repeal the current Mental Health Act in order to pave the way for progressive changes to how mental health issues such as schizophrenia and depression are handled. Darville says gone are the days when you could look at somebody with mental health issues and treat them any way you want. The health minister says individuals with mental health issues have rights too, and those rights will be protected under the new legislation. You were listening to News Headlines on the Hour over the Guardian Radio Network. On behalf of the entire newsroom, Jared Higgs, thanks so much for joining us. Tune in every hour for the latest news updates.
Girl, you see how Cora I look funny all black up yesterday?
But she says she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
Jack, you know, Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody's business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix-up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. There is a new member of the Supreme Court.
Are you prepared to take the oath?
I am.
Ketanji Brown Jackson is the first black woman on the Supreme Court.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
The 51-year-old Jackson is the court's 116th justice, and she took the place of the justice she once worked for. Justice Stephen Breyer's retirement took effect at noon local time today. Meantime, the Supreme Court ruled the Biden administration properly ended a Trump-era policy, forcing some asylum seekers to wait in Mexico, and also gun cases involving restrictions in Hawaii, California, New Jersey, and Maryland deserve a new look. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. So good to have you with us. We're talking about the senior officer of the Royal Bahamas Police Force being sent home. In a short while, we will be speaking with the good people from Jimmy's Wines and Spirits. And before we do that, I want to let you know that you should take advantage of the blowout sale at Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street and get 20% to 50% off store-wide. 50%. Shop early for back to school and save big. It's also a great time to stop up on fabrics for special occasions. That's Carrie's Fabric and Uniform Store on Mackey Street. Sale ends Saturday, July 2nd. Go check out Carrie's on Mackey Street. Carrie's Fabric Uniform Store. Get 20 to 50% off store wide. 50% is great. Do I need a uniform for myself? Can I go just make one? Is that weird? If I design my own uniform and I just wear that all the time? I gotta get stuff from my kids. They grow so fast, it's hard to even tell. My son's almost 5 feet tall. It's frightening. He's not even 9 yet. Yeah, he's 4'9". He's almost 4'10". He just went to the doctor the other day. He's only taller than me. That's for certain. Maybe I'll be like real tall, play some ball. I mean, if you're over 6'5", you got to be able to play ball, right? That's how it works, right? All right. Before we get to the Jimmy's Wines and Spirits folk, let's talk about what we got going on. It says, bro, to COVID today compared to the Delta is a joke. Delta wasn't playing with no one. What the COP had to say is telling, but it's a one-sided story. That is all. True, but I never heard no commissioner say nothing like that. But then again, I never seen nobody send that many members of the Royal Bahamas Police Force Senior Command on leave. It says, Juan Dames did the wrong thing, but Minnis could have stepped in and made things right. He was a leader. He loved what happened to those officers. But Dames didn't send them on leave. The Office of the Prime Minister announced that they were sent on leave. All right. Now, Dames was explaining it and talking about it, but the order didn't come from him. Says Juan, it's about doing what's been done from one new administration after the other over the past 49 years. It's all political, and that's probably why we've not been able to get a handle on this crime problem. Political supporters and friends are placed in these positions because they will rubber stamp the politicians' political dictates, and many times not because of competence. It says, Juan, Dr. Minnis, and Marvin Dames have to respond to these allegations that they interfere with the police force conducting its work. I agree. This warrants a response for certain. Yeah. To have the commissioner of police say that he, not the commissioner of police come to you and say, I need to place these guys on leave. Here's X, Y, Z, the reason. You go, you're sure. You can handle this. Yes. Yada, yada, yada. You could go and say, I support the commissioner. No problem. Right. But when the commissioner says, I don't want to do it. This is what he said. He said, and he's saying it publicly. He's the commissioner of police now. Okay. This ain't the chief shop steward of Busawu. This is the commissioner of police. Not that I don't rate you, Busawu chief shop steward. This is the commissioner of police is saying that he did not agree with the prime minister sending senior officers on leave. You read this article? Good. He said it today, but Rashad Rowe got it. I got to give you credit, Rashad. I like where your head's at lately with these stories. This man said he was prepared to resign over it. He told him he can't keep putting him on leave. He doesn't want to do it. He said, I need help. I'm getting cuts. He said he got budget cuts. I got to look at that and make sure that's accurate. Oh, I'm not specifically sure which cuts he's talking about. He said, I need help. I don't agree with these guys going on leave. All right. And he does need help. Oh, we got a phone call. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hi, Dame. A better one. Everything good?
Yeah, man. How's it going?
Let me see if I can help you a little bit. See, sometimes when they call you talk, you're talking powerful. See, we have a bunch of weak civil servants. See, that same woman who named Manny Roach? That's a real civil servant.
Yeah, man. See,
a woman named Debbie Pierre? I don't know if she's a real servant. They do their job. See, I don't hear what the old saying. Real minds do real things. This was settlement. Why didn't he resign then? And they can look good. See, Warren, and that's why I keep telling people, if the BME people will vote for the commission, believe they'll be subservient to us. Not no prime minister, and not these bunch of jokey politicians who think they're above the law. See, Warren, that's our problem. So, Warren, what we need to do now, Warren, we need to fix these problems. Fix and look forward. How? I don't know. There was a life of me, somebody got 2 years vacation. Come on, Warren. You will never have 2 years vacation, the Guardian.
No.
I work myself. I don't take vacation. Warren, see, this country, listen, we are a good country, a great country. Rich country, just a bunch of bad management. And nobody will fix these problems. Now, I can agree with you, with the Bahamas saga. But most of these ministers, we need to support with money. Is that enough? We need to support with money so that all these bunch of things will come make the money.
Don't get, my brother, don't get me wrong. I have seen no justification for spending as much money as we have on Bahamas Air. We spent almost $1 billion since Bahamas
Air.
Yeah,
man.
I've seen no justification. I'm just saying you can look at it that way. Yeah.
And another thing I want to keep, I don't do, I have $1 billion people in the education loan, the Bahamas Development Bank, they need to name a shame of people, but they can't get away that money.
Yeah.
I'm trying to take my call, my brother.
All right, appreciate you. Let's take another call, and then we got our people, or no? Okay. We'll proceed. It's not me this time. I'm here. Good afternoon. No? All right, fine. You can call me if you want. 323-6232. 325-4316-325-4259. This says that, and NIB's gone broke. I want to know how much those old construction projects put into NIB with all those foreign workers when Bahamian's not employed. Certain, I'd like to know that too. But even if you're a foreigner and you're working in this country, you pay NIB. If you are working in this country, you're supposed to be paying NIB. Bahamian, foreigner, whoever. NIB. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
What's going on, bro?
Yeah, everything is all right. All right, you're chiming in, you know. I was listening.
Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, I heard you was making a laughter about you like to watch the videos with the people who's coming and rob, right?
Are you serious with that?
Yeah, I mean, I gone off on one in which a guy went to rob the gun shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the three owners, the father and his two sons is right there, and they was waiting on him because they had an outside camera. So the minute he ran up inside the place and pointed out his gun, that was it. And it was all on camera, so it was all justified. But what I wanted to touch on was the educational loan from the IDB. I don't know where it came from, but I heard people talking about the government owed is owed all kind of money because people wouldn't pay, right? And I heard you commenting it a few days ago. But I wouldn't. I mean, JJ is correct. I mean,
NIB. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I was talking about the school.
The IDB. No, man, the education loan is from government of the Bahamas.
Yeah, but they were not paid a substantial amount, right? Yeah, but what I'm saying is I blame the government because they actually, instead of paying the institution, they allotted the checks blindly to these people. Them. So that was a big loophole. And I don't know if we are a real place anyhow because, you know, people are talking about COVID, but you really don't want to hear that much about COVID because it's subterfuge, and subterfuge because you don't have an adverse event reporting system, right?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody is dying from the vaccine over here, despite you see the information online. So this is very scary for me. And the fact that nobody is juxtaposing and nobody's talking about the media, nobody has read any of the released clinical trials data different from Dr. Archer, right? And the fact that what you don't realize is nobody is juxtaposing sudden adult death syndrome on the plantation with people dying post-vaccination, all right? So we don't have the brains and we just, which is total BS, you know? I have doctors agreeing with me, but they just wouldn't call, you know? But what I'm saying is, what is sudden adult death syndrome? That's the foggy one. the police officers are the healthy man, people with no prior history of heart problems, falling with embolism and all kind of cardiac arrest and all type of foolishness. I know two young ladies. They have a voice to circulating about the people from Twisted Line. It's a crime. Have a good day, man.
Absolutely. Take care. I see that. Anyway. Y'all keep playing games with this NIB thing. Keep playing. I already told you I'm armed to the teeth. Y'all keep playing. Okay, so the Office of the Prime Minister spokesperson saying that taxing Bahamians to save NIB is the lazy way out. NIB is a benefit scheme. Let me see if I can help. I think Lang was doing this and he got frustrated. Let me see if I can help. You get back from NIB currently way more than you put in. NIB's money isn't used to pay government salaries. They do lend the money to government and lend money to other places, foreign bonds. You can look at more creative ways to diversify NIB's investment portfolio. But you will get back more than you ever put into NIB. If you live, I think the thing was 7 years beyond the age of 65. Plus, NIB has many, 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 many other benefits that you get. It is not a tax. Okay? It is a contribution to a social safety net and benefit scheme. So you pay 1% of NIB. 1% of your salary goes to pay for your unemployment benefit. Prior to the Menendez administration doing something extra, you could not get the benefit if you did not pay it. It is your money. It is for you. It is not a tax that just goes down a black hole for government largesse. Now, we could talk about corporate governance. We could talk about the investment portfolio for NIB, but this is critical. Here's the thing. I have a pension plan, okay? And luckily, I have one with this company. That's a good one, a really good one. Whatever happens in life, I will have a pension plan. And NIB is also my pension money, okay? You get the money back if you live. If you die, then don't worry about it. NIB is not a the office. Okay, the Office of the Prime Minister should understand NIB is not a tax. And when you frame it in the context of your taxes are going up, you're gonna have a hell of a time when the rubber has to hit the road and you have to raise it. You're gonna have a hell of a time trying to get the Bahamian people on board. I would cease doing that if I were you. I would cease referring to it in that manner. One could argue that a tax is anything that the government mandates you pay. I don't agree with that. There are also fees. There are licenses that you have to pay that are not taxes. All right? Value-added tax is a tax. That's why they call it tax, right? Stamp tax is a tax. It's a tax. Real property tax is a tax. You want to own property over a certain valued over a certain amount is a tax. You want to purchase goods and services for the vast majority of things, it's a tax. All right? Please, stop it. The government of the Bahamas should know better. And if you can't explain to the people, and see, you can't run from this. If you can't explain to the Bahamian people why NIB has to be saved at all costs, saving alien invasion, right? That the creatures that inhabit the hollow earth rise to the surface and take over, and we're made to be subjugated to the titans of old. Save that type action, nuclear holocaust, we need NIB, all right? In fact, we need NIB plus. Okay? Please, stop it. Explain to the Bahamian people what it is and what we're doing. Let me show you something. Anyway, let me take a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
One.
Hey, what's up?
Good day. How you doing, man?
I'm great. How's it going?
All right, good. I get touched on a few of the things. First, the police commissioner. One, who is this guy? Why such a straight-faced person is now trying to soften, is going into public life, is regular life now? Because that's all I see him doing, trying to soften this for himself. You know what I mean?
You think he's just throwing blame?
Yeah. Why are you throwing
blame? But you don't think he might just be doing this because he's about to bounce?
Well, that is a part of it. He's about to bounce, and he is about to become a normal Bahamian citizen again.
Mm-hmm.
So he throwing out there when he takes the pulpit at Golden Gate Assembly that people ain't going to look at him funny, you know? That's
true.
My view.
He's a church man. You're right.
Yeah. That's my view on that.
Okay.
Another thing. I need NIB to be saved because I almost had pension, and I need my pension money.
Exactly.
I work all these years, one.
Right.
And now it got broke down?
No, that's your money. You understand?
I'm broke down. I done contributed contributed the person who ain't work. When the afternoon was giving out free money to me, I was helping fund that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I never stopped working from 94.
Right.
I've been working.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've been contributing to this. Now your academy is going to break down. Payment, get to yourself. This ain't got nothing to do with politics.
No, it's for the nation. I agree with you. Thank you, my brother. Yeah, and when you start doing, when you start doing this, we're the benevolent ones. Look, man, all that in us. You're in government now, all right? You got to do what's right for the country, all right? If something is necessary, then go ahead and do it, okay? And there may be some discomfort, all right? It is what it is, because I come in for my NIB money, I can tell you that, all right? I'm trying to figure out what's your solution. Help me. Because since the actuaries are on crack. Now, I'm prepared to raise the retirement age to 67 without somebody sitting me down, and we have a good long talk about that. All right? My father died at 66, so the life expectancy of a Bahamian is about 72 to 74. Although y'all flopping out now. It's chronic NCDs. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. No? All right. See, when you do a disservice to people, when you don't explain how things work. Excuse me. So, that's why I try to meticulously lay out, like, how things work with the Constitution, how things work with the law, and I try to make it my business to know. And what I don't know, I try to go find out, and I'm willing to be corrected on something if I am wrong about it. But NIB ain't no tax. Okay? NIB is not a tax. We could have major discussions about NIB. We could have discussions about the administration of NIB. Is it carrying too much administrative costs? We could have major discussions about NIB, its investment portfolio, okay? The actuarial report is saying that it must diversify its investment portfolio. For many years, NIB was not allowed to invest beyond a certain point outside the country, which was very low, and now it's higher, but it's still low comparatively. I always get the lesson of the 2008 stock market to say, well, you see, if we let NIB invest in Bear Stearns, look at them, they collapse. And I'm saying, I hear you. Stock market's what, almost triple now what it was in 2008? You telling me we couldn't buy some Apple? Some Amazon, some Netflix, or Netflix is going down in value now. I don't know why I ain't never giving up Netflix. I don't know what y'all on. You watch Stranger Things season 4? It's phenomenal. You ever watch Stranger Things? You never watch Stranger Things. No, man. You like horror? No? What you into? Zombies? War? Action. You like action? Oh, okay. Well, it ain't like, it got some action. It ain't like that. I would you. I like action, too. I like zombies. I like sci-fi. Some horror. And action. Yeah. And animation. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, I could probably give some advice I don't know if they can pay me for it, but it's an NIV thing. The cruise ships that own these private islands, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get their staff comes off the ship and work.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked an immigration officer that if they do these people who comes off the ship and work on our shores, do they pay work permit? He say no, because the islands are privately owned by the ship.
Hmm.
But the islands are still in the Bahamas, and under the labor laws of the Bahamas, every foreign people that comes in the Bahamas to work here, they need a work permit. Even if it's privately owned. The hotels are Bahamas is privately owned. Atlantis them is privately owned, but then the workers come to work, foreign workers come to work, they need a work permit. So why these people who come off the ships to work get a work permit? But even before they even use them as work permit, why aren't Bahamians doing them jobs? Which could pay national insurance.
But you're sure they're not?
Who?
Like, there's Bahamians employed at Castaway Key and...
Yeah, but I worked at a key, at Ocean Key.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bahamians that work on Ocean Key, they work as... They lift stuff. They sweep the beaches. I'm a lifeguard. But all the bartenders, waitresses, and everything, they were people off the ship, and the people off the ship would complain and say, man, when we come in port, this is supposed to be our day off, a day off of working. But I say now, you tell me, being can't be waitresses and waiters on them private keys?
Of course they can, yeah.
I
was under the impression that they were, yeah.
But look at Virgin and Bimini. All your staff come off the ship to work. The waiters and waitresses have that day off.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how it works. Like, I'm just hearing this from you, so I'm not sure. But if they are working, they should be paying an IB or let Bahamians work.
But I'm trying to say now, if you have, and if you look at the amount of keys that these ships on, and the amount of people, because when I was an Ocean Key, they used to change shift. You have 200 workers come off in the morning to work, and around by 2 o'clock, that 200 go back on the ship. 200 more come off the ship. They change shift and all.
Mm-hmm.
So that's over 400 people working on that key when a ship comes in. So imagine if 400 people working there and paying national insurance. That's what we're missing in national insurance now. Now, you think boat administration will pay me for giving them insight on that?
Possibly. Maybe. Now, indeed, they should pay NIB, but I don't know that 1,000 people... Let's say 1,000 people, a few weeks cumulatively per year would save the National Insurance Fund when we have a workforce of like 200,000 people. But if you're working and you come off the ship and you work on the key, you should be paying NIB to me. It says, good afternoon, Juan. You never read my text, but anyway... What is your stance on this Crown land issue with Lincoln Bain? I don't have a particular stance. Lincoln called in the other day to clarify what his position is that those Bahamians who are there applied for Crown land. I don't necessarily have a particular stance. I think that if they are in the application process for Crown land and there's some sort of caveat in law that they can be there while they're waiting for approval or lease, then I don't see what the issue is. But I don't have a particular stance on it. One, I don't know what the government's doing, but NASA, we in trouble. Me and my mother witnessed a huge falling comet while standing outside on Fox Hill around 9:45 last night. A literal ball of fire fell out of the sky. Everybody needs to pray because I'm scared. All right, well, I didn't see that. Let's take a break, we'll be right back.
Is this thing on?
Listen up! Nassau's favorite Friday happy hour event is back! But this time, bigger and better than ever! Fassage, Star 106, and Margaritaville Downtown presents Fish Fry Fridays!
1, 2, 3, go!
Kicking off for the first time Friday, July 1st at 6:30 p.m. at the exclusive 12-volt bar at the beautiful Margaritaville downtown.
I go drink water on my mind.
It's a happy hour like no other with the Passage Band Live. Get off from work. Kick off your shoes. And enjoy the best of the Margaritaville Downtown Original Fish Fry Fridays. Friday, July 1st. Admission is $25 and includes one free Patron margarita. Or enjoy the Vacation Cafe Buffet with full access to the event for only $55. Tune in to Star 106 for more details. Fish Fry Friday.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
At Popeyes, we foster love in everything we do. And our signature sandwiches are no different. Stop on by and try our all-new Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich. We have taken the chicken sandwich and kicked it up a notch. Taste our Louisiana Cajun seasoned chicken patty, served on a brioche bun with two pickles and drizzled with our all-new Buffalo Ranch sauce. Add a chocolate chip cookie on your order for only 90 cents. Stop by any Popeyes for your Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich today.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You don't even remember my name? Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine, cause you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Cause you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I say I hide none under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, cause I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO WHO, Canada, and USAID.
For 25 years, Advantage Insurance has provided coverage for your most prized possessions, offering insurance plans to cover your vehicle, home, business, and boat with customized options that work with your budget. Now, Advantage says thank you to all our loyal customers and business partners over the past 25 years. Call 356-0285 or visit Advantage Insurance on Collins Avenue today. When every dollar counts, count on Advantage. Celebrating 25 years of service.
We'll be right back.
afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. We'll get back to our previous discussion in just a moment. But before we do that, we have in studio with us some guests today. We're speaking with Nathan, who's the Bud Light brand manager for Jimmy's Wines and Spirits, and Elena from Anheuser-Busch, which owns Bud Light. All right. So they're here to talk about the promo that's ending today, the Big Three. Buy a three-pack for $7 to enter to win a grand prize of the Kia Seltos. It ends today. That's sad. Can I still go get my three-pack?
Definitely.
Just for fun?
For sure.
Yeah? Okay. All right. So tell us about the promo and tell us about what's going on with Bud Light and Jimmy's and Anheuser-Busch.
All right. Well, first of all, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it. So the Big Three, what it's about. So it's a three-pack promotion. So you buy a three-pack at any Jimmy's Wines and Spirits, all participating locations. You fill out the entry card with your name, number, email, and then you drop it in the entry box. And you enter to win a fully loaded, brand new Kia Seltos with all the bells and whistles.
Absolutely. Excellent. So just buy the three-pack from any Jimmy's, and you enter right there.
And you enter right there. They'll have, once you get your receipt, they'll give you the entry card. You fill out all that information, you drop it in the box.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, today is the last day, so the last rush. You know, Bahamians like to be late.
Right.
so that last rush, we're doing that last push.
Okay, excellent. And when? What time does it end?
Well, today, at the participating locations, you know, we have locations that go up to 9, 10 o'clock.
Right,
At the Jimmy stores, it's going till 6 o'clock. Also today, at the Jimmy store, along with you being able to enter, we're doing a little block party. So we're at the Jimmy's Nassau Street location, you know, from 2 to 6.
Yeah. Today?
Today.
All right.
You go inside, you buy your three-pack, you come outside under the tent, you get an additional two free for $7. So you're getting five for seven today. So you can't beat that.
So you get five for seven a day.
Five for seven.
Wow. That's great. That's excellent. All right. Kia Seltos.
Yep.
What is that? I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a Kia. It's just like, it's similar to the...
Like a Sportage?
Similar to a Sportage.
I got a Sportage.
Yeah, but there's a lot of them. They're getting so popular now. So, you know, people are loving them. And it looks amazing.
Yeah,
so,
this looks solid. Free car. Yeah. When do you know who... I mean, you know
what
I mean?
It's a free car.
Say less. You know what I mean? $7 free car? Sure, no problem. Possibly win a free car. So, when are we going to know who won?
Well, the drawing is after today, because, you know, it's here and then amongst the islands. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to get all the entries in. You know, so the drawing is going to be July the 16th, right there at the Jimmy's Nassau Street location also, the big shebang.
Excellent. All right. So go do it. You got anything else going on, like snacks? just hang out and have beer?
Just beer.
Have beer, no pizza?
The more you buy, the more chances you have to win.
Excellent. All right.
Yeah,
and
fun.
Then you go get some pizza.
Right.
All right, so Elena's here from Anheuser-Busch, and I always had this question. Let me know if you can answer it or not. Are we, like, one of the biggest consumers of Anheuser-Busch products in the Caribbean? Because I was told that we are.
For Bud Light particularly, yes.
Yeah.
So from the Central American Caribbean region, you guys are the number one. You actually are the only ones that have a specific label just for this market.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We drink that much of it?
Yes, wow. You drink that much.
I think the Americans
keep
drink
doing it.
Too. I won't lie. I love Bud Light. I can't. There's no issues with me at all. All right. So what is Anheuser-Busch, is involvement with this sort of promotion?
Well, we have our local distributor here, which is Jimmy's Wines and Spirits, and I am the sales and marketing manager for not only Bud Light, but all of the Anheuser-Busch and AB InBev brands. And basically, I'm here a lot.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent.
To kind of like go along with Nathan and guiding him and working together on different commercial strategies and marketing to make these brands appealing for you guys, our consumers.
Excellent. Last time I was invited to something with Jimmy's, well, it was at Atlantis, so that's a whole different kettle of fish, but it was a brand manager of rum trying new products that they were going to sell at Jimmy's, and you got to try the rum.
I was
useless after that. It was so much fun. But you didn't bring me any Bud Light, but it's all right.
We got you.
All right, so the end is today. Mm-hmm. You got to register, buy your three-pack for $7, and you even went down on it.
Yeah, yeah, we went down on
it. It was $7.70, not $7. So buy your three-pack for $7. You go to Kia Seltos. Go out to Jimmy's on Nassau Street. They're having a party 2 to 6.
Yeah, from 2 to 6.
Right? All right, and you can go get your three-pack and two for free.
Right, so as many three-packs as you want. Buy a six-pack, they're going to give you two. Buy a 12-pack, they're going to give you four. Entries, so you know the more you purchase a 3-pack or a 6-pack, 12-pack, the more chances for you to win.
Excellent. So, Elena, before we're done, do you want to tell the people some more about the products that Anheuser-Busch InBev offers in the Bahamas, aside from Bud Light?
Yes. Aside from Bud Light, we have other great brands like Michelob Ultra, which has also been doing great in the market. We also have Corona, Modelo, Budweiser, Stella Artois.
What?
So, yeah.
I like Modelo.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's,
we have a lot. So I'm sure that there's at least one or a couple brands that all of you like from our portfolio.
Right. Excellent. Well, okay. Thank you. Nathan, Elena, great to have you with us. Go out, get your Bud Light. 3 for $7. That's unheard of nowadays, too.
You're getting 5 for $7.
It's 5 for $7 if you go to
at that
Nassau
location.
Nassau,
yeah.
Street.
Nassau Street.
It's unheard of. Yeah. It used to, like, I was a teenager when I was 3 for $5.
Right. And that was back in those
years
days.
Ago. Right. Yeah. Well, great. Thanks for coming, guys, and telling us
thank
about
you for having us.
The promotion. I'm going to go out and buy, right when I leave here, I'm going to go buy some Bud Light and register for my Kia Seltos.
We'll be waiting for you there.
I feel good about it. All right. We're going to go to a break. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All right.
Frank, what you doing?
Looking at some new insurance options, Uncle Joe.
Insurance? You should ask me. I've got a guy on Collins Avenue who does my motor insurance. My home policy is through a lady I work with. Now, Johnny from the gym, he's going to hook me up with medical and life. Now, for pensions, I'd like to spread that one around a little.
Or I could call CG Atlantic. They do all of that.
With all the insurance and pensions cover you need in one place, we're like an uncle that doesn't give you bad advice. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
Is this thing on?
Listen up! Nassau's favorite Friday happy hour event is back! But this time, bigger and better than ever! Versace, Star 106, and Margaritaville Downtown presents Fish Fry Fridays!
1, 2, 3, come on!
Kicking off for the first time Friday, July 1st at 6:30 p.m. at the exclusive 12-volt bar at the beautiful Margaritaville Downtown!
I go drink water on my mind.
It's a happy hour like no other! With the Versace Band Live! Get off from work, kick off your shoes, and enjoy the best of the Margaritaville Downtown Original Fish Fry Fridays! Friday, July 1st! Admission is $25 and includes one free Patron margarita. Or enjoy the Vacation Cafe Buffet with full access to the event for only $55. Tune in to Star 106 for more details. Fish Fry Friday.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket.
Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Happy anniversary, My Gateway. Did you know that you can request and pay for over 35 government services on mygateway.gov.bs? Sign up today and access government services online with efficiency and simplicity. It's a celebration of a year of collective success on our digital transformation journey. My Gateway, making government work for you.
You do coffee your way. Double shot, decaf, cappuccino.
Light roast, Colombian, no milk.
You do vacations your way.
Hiking boots, tent, mountains.
Five-star hotels and theater.
And now you can do insurance your way.
Online.
Email.
Chat.
WhatsApp.
Or in branch. For home, car, travel, boat, or business insurance, do it anyway with NUA Insurance agents and brokers. Visit NUAinsurance.com, call, or stop by a branch today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney, so good to have you with us. We'll do a few more text messages, and, you know, then we got to get out of here. So, let me see. There's a lot. Sorry, I should get to these more often. This says one LMAO, that ain't the world's dumbest criminals, eh? Well, they're certainly dumb. I don't know what the name is. Good afternoon. Criminals are cowards and only like soft targets. If they know a neighborhood has a large amount of gun owners, they don't target that area. All right. This says he had a problem with being sidelined, but you didn't have a problem when they were being sidelined because you know in order for you to become COP, that had to happen. Wasn't he already commissioner? No? Yeah. It says, happy Thursday, Juan. I'm not a gun advocate. The very issue of killing each other is the root problem. If one have a murdering spirit or propensity, any weapon will do to get the job done, sadly. Yeah. I'm not a gun advocate. I mean, I'm an advocate for owning guns. I want Anthony Ferguson and Gawain Bowe on the board at NIB. Not that I know of. It says they should be. It says, bro, NIB needs an audit. A lot of crap was going on. I ain't taking the government word on anything. Where's the money gone? A lot of high pensions being paid. I mean, that's the report is the audit, but I guess you don't want, that's not good enough. And you know, hey, I don't trust nothing nobody tells me on the face of it either. I like to do my research too. Or from independent sources, if that's available. This says it is a tax. We got our national insurance fund concept exactly from the UK. On the UK's government website, it says national insurance is a tax on earning and self-employed profits. Your national insurance are paid into a fund. Listen. Okay, so you say, so, okay, you have definition of tax. A compulsory contribution to state revenue levied by the government. Okay, so that's fine. It's your definition of a tax broadly, and we're playing semantics. Not a problem. I'm ready to play semantics too. I'm good at it. Okay, so let us therefore, you say it's government rent, it's a tax. Okay, I got you. So first and foremost, do you get your taxes back from the government unless you have some sort of credit that is owed to you? No, right? They keep the money. All right. Does the government go, here's a check. When you hit 60, here's all the VAT back. No, right? So you're saying it's a tax. Let's do semantics. So if it's a tax, then it should be something that the government has. And it's not a benefit. It's simply a tax, is what you're saying. So let's go Bahamas Constitution. Finance. Here we go. Okay. Chapter 9 of the Bahamas Constitution, Finance, 128. Let me just scroll down. All right. Chapter 9, Finance, 128. There shall be, in and for the Bahamas, a consolidated fund into which, subject to the provisions of any law for the time being enforced in the Bahamas, shall be paid all revenues of the Bahamas. Okay, so all government revenue goes into the consolidated fund according to the Constitution. Okay, so where does national insurance money go? If national insurance contributions are government revenue, then it must go, according to the Constitution, into the consolidated fund. And if it is not, then all the lawyers in the country since 1972 are useless, and the government has been in violation of the Constitution with regard to where NIB money goes, if it is government revenue, for nearly for 50 years now. All right? So let's see where NIB's money goes. National Insurance Board, National Insurance Act, Bahamas. Give me 1 second. All right. The National Insurance Act, Bahamas, says, hold on, give me a second. We're playing semantics. Let's do it. Let's look at the language. All right. This says the fund. Okay. So where's the fund? So what establishes the national insurance source of funds? Section 15, let's do this. We got a little bit of time. We got time before the end. I won't get to your other text. We're just trying to figure this out. All right. Section 15. For the purposes of this act, contributions shall, subject to the provision of this act, be payable by insured persons and by employers. This says, regulations shall provide for fixing from time to time the rates of contribution to be paid by such different categories of insured persons and employers as may be prescribed. Section 3. For the purposes of Part 5 of this Act, there shall be an annual grant to the fund out of the consolidated fund. In subsection 3 of Section 4. So the consolidated fund can pay into the National Insurance Fund, so they're not the same, right? So your national insurance money does not go into the consolidated fund, therefore it's not government revenue, because if it is, then the government itself is in violation of our Constitution. Section 45, any temporary insufficiency in the fund to meet the, and here's what you don't want, because of 45, right? Any temporary insufficiency in the fund to meet the liabilities of the fund shall be met from monies provided by Parliament. Say what now? It says, any temporary insufficiency in the fund to meet the liabilities of the fund under this act shall be met from monies provided by Parliament. So here's the thing, right? NIB is not a tax, it's not government revenue, but if the National Insurance Fund can't meet its obligations, the government will have to take your tax dollars to do so. It says any money provided by Parliament pursuant to subsection 1 shall be repaid to the Consolidated Fund out of the fund as soon as may be practical. So the National Insurance Fund and the Consolidated Fund are two different things. Let's go back to the Constitution. There shall be, not there might be, there could be, in and for the Bahamas, a consolidated fund into which, subject to the provisions of any law for the time being enforced in the Bahamas, shall be paid all revenues of the Bahamas. So national insurance is not government revenue. You may want to get fancy and call it a tax, but you're just confusing the issue. National insurance money is a benefit. Okay? And if it cannot meet its liabilities, then tax dollars are to be used to do so. That's not something you want to happen. All right, we're out of time. I like it. I like this game. We could play semantics all day. But at the end of the day, we gotta make sense. And if we just want to be cute with language, all right, let's make some sense. All right. We got to go. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. I may or may not be here. So, we'll see. Bye.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by Advantage Insurance, Burger King, Carey's Fabric and Uniform Store, C-File, CG Atlantic General, Commonwealth Bank, the Digital Transformation Unit, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, the Jeff Rogers Basketball Camp, J.S. Johnson, NUA Insurance Agents and Brokers, the Pan American Health Organization, Popeyes, Ron's Electric Motors, and Wilmax Pharmacy.